The Pekani Nation is part of the Blackfoot Confederacy. The Siksika, the Bloods, and the Pekani all speak the Blackfoot language. And we're all part of Treaty 7 in southern Alberta, along with the Tsuut'ina, or Sarcee, who speak a different language. When they put in the border for the United States, they put it right through our Pekani territory. Half of us were sent to the States, and the other half went north. So we became the Northern Pekani. The Southern Pekani are across the border in Montana. At the Old Man River Cultural Center on the Northern Pekani Nation, we're working to preserve, protect, and renew our Pekani culture. As we listen to our stories, speak our language, sing our songs, and participate in our traditional societies, we gain insight and extract the understanding we need to live well and keep our ways alive. A lot of our young people today may not understand what our elders say, because we have to translate our culture back to many children through the Western school system. So we all have to work together in order for our children to be brought up in a good way, to find their identity, to get guidance on what to do in life, to be instruments of the Creator, and to carry on our culture. Because our culture should always be steering us, leading our way of life. So it is with great reverence for our cultural knowledge that we share with you the Blackfoot Teepee model and a little bit about our Pekani processes, which we have identified through our work at the center. We want these systems to form the basis of Pekani governance, education, and other forms of community life. Many elders believe that there is an oral circle or system that exists across all the First Nations of North America, and that we are all a part of. Our Pekani Blackfoot systems are only a part of that greater circle. We are honored to share with you our Pekani perspective as part of that great circle that unites us all.